Born in Palermo, Italy, on July 14, 2004, to Monica Munafo and Giuseppe Terranova, this blonde green-eyed child had won everyone's heart thanks to humanity that nowadays seems increasingly a rare commodity. Antonio was a healthy and chubby child with blonde hair and green eyes. He immediately showed his sunny disposition. In fact, Antonio was always cheerful and smiling and loved being in the company of others. From an early age, he would fill the house with people. Now, when his mother would pick him up from kindergarten, little Antonio would almost always make arrangements with some parents for the child to come over to his place. And he had such an exciting and engaging way of doing it that no one could resist him. You see, Antonio was no different from anyone. He was an ordinary boy who had a big heart for everyone. Everyone was his friend, big and small. In recounting his life, his mother still has a growing knot in her stomach and her eyes start to shine. She speaks about a child who, since the early years of his life, had shown a particular interest in other children, especially for the most disadvantaged. In fact, as his mother says, every morning before going to school, he made sure that I had put some extra snacks for his classmates, just in case they wanted his own snack that he often shared. It was no coincidence then that his mother Monica discovered that Antonio went to choose the children most in need or those he perceived to be in difficulty. He had a genuine flair for others, and it was as if he knew how to read hearts. Even when he was terribly ill, he would get out of bed if someone came to visit him. He was very sensitive to any kind of suffering he saw around him. Now, Antonio was only 6 years of age when in May of 2011, some tests show that he is ill with cancer. The situation is so serious that the doctors speak of a few months of life, perhaps two. The child urgently needs a liver transplant, and this is where a very difficult period begins for him and his family. The little one is subjected to continuous medical analysis, investigations, and hospitalizations, but the doctors are firm to be confident to find a compatible donor to solve the problem. His parents, on the other hand, feared the worst, but confidently accepted the Lord's cross and began to pray for his speedy recovery. Antonio was hospitalized at the ISSMET Transplant Center, and during that period, his parents learned about the Prayer of Mercy, the Divine Mercy Chaplet, and from then onwards, they prayed it daily. Every afternoon, they would go downstairs to the hospital chapel, and together with Antonio, they would pray the rosary. Even in that case, the child shows his exceptional nature. His mother says, at the end of the prayer, he stopped, looked at all of us, and said, "You forgot to say something really important. That is, Jesus, I trust in you." In that difficult situation, Antonio had never stopped to be a sensible soul. Within a few days, he would have had surgery that could have cut his life short. However, he never focused on his suffering, but on that of the other hospitalized children, whom he was so terribly sorry for that he even invited his own mother to console them. Now, little Antonio began facing his share of pains, the withdrawals, the CT scans, the visits. Everything was a torment for him and for his parents. One morning, Antonio took the cross of Saint Benedict in his hands, squeezed it tightly, and began to shout loudly, "Jesus, where are you? I've always believed in you, but if you don't help me now, I don't believe in you anymore." All this took place under the desperate eyes of the nurses and relatives who often could not calm him down. But slowly, it seemed that he was accepting the situation. At a certain point, it was he who said to his mom, "Mom, don't worry." A donor was found and the transplant succeeds perfectly. The doctors were left amazed at how Antonio's body had accepted the new organ and tells his parents that they can calm down. And so after 15 days onwards, they come back home all together with a renewed hope of sharing again a normal life. But hope is soon betrayed when at the follow-up visit, it is discovered that the cancer has moved from the liver to the lungs. The disease is stronger than before, and even Antonio, the only one who has kept calm until then, loses his serenity and begins to wonder why he must be subjected to that torment, even though he had so much trust in the Lord. After some moments of pain, however, Antonio comes down and goes to console his mother to tell her to keep calm. Now one day, at around 3 p.m, Antonio and his family were lying on the bed in the master bedroom. While his family were reciting the chaplet, his mother Monica and Antonio's eyes crossed towards each other. His mother then asked him what had happened, to which he replied in an incredulous voice, "Mom, be quiet. Keep on praying, otherwise she'll go away." They continued to pray, and at the end, little Antonio said, "Mother, there was the little Madonna, and I saw her through your eyes. She had come to bless me. And did you know what the Madonna do? She spoke to me, but not with a voice, but in my heart." Antonio told his mother that Our Lady had appeared the same as she did in Medjugorje, referring to Our Lady of Tihalhina. Now, with the passing of time, it becomes clear that the disease will take over. So Antonio's family plans to go to Lourdes for a blessing. He was in great pain, but all of a sudden, little Antonio was overcome with great joy. He told his father, Dad, it's a beautiful feeling. I feel like I'm in heaven. I have a feeling of warmth in my stomach that makes me feel so good. I feel like dancing, singing, screaming. Dad, I'm fine, and I'll pray for you so that you too can feel this good feeling I'm experiencing. He prayed for others and not for himself, and when he was told that this was his chance to ask Our Lady for a healing, he replied that he would do that later. Now one day, his mother found him crying, and when asked about the reason, he replied, Mom, I'm thinking about how much Jesus suffered on the cross. My suffering is nothing in comparison. His mother Monica gets angry and replies that it is not true, because his suffering is comparable to that of Jesus's. But at that statement, he looked at her and replied, You don't understand. One day, Antonio had gotten down on his knees in pain, and with his fist clenched, he told his mother, Mom, it doesn't matter if Jesus doesn't heal me now. So much so, I know that with my suffering, he is healing the children in the Word. This left his mother in confusion, as she could not understand where her 8-year-old son managed to find the strength to bear and accept all the suffering that came his way. The last few months have been an agony because the little child no longer believed in Jesus' existence, because he neither listened to him nor was he close to him during those painful moments. His faith, however, returned the day, that February 21st, when a priest went to see him and placed the case with the Eucharist on his stomach. In that exact moment, Antonio calmed down and exclaimed, addressing his father, Thank you, Jesus. How beautiful it is to feel that warmth again. Dad, it is like how I felt in Lourdes. In the last 2 months or so, Antonio has fed only on the Eucharist. Now what astonished his parents was that Antonio had remained in a coma-like state, but when the Eucharist was brought to him, he would open his eyes and receive it. Once, a priest who came for a visit asked Antonio, Antonio, do you want Jesus? And he, looking up towards Jesus in the Eucharist, began to say, Jesus, Jesus, forgive me, Jesus. I want Jesus, give me to Jesus. Now 2 days before flying to heaven, the statue of Our Lady of Medjugorje, large, in full scale, was brought to the house. The lady who donated the statue of the Madonna to the churches of Palermo and its province told Antonio's mother that the statue of the Madonna had never entered an apartment. Later on the day, his mother Monica went up to her son and asked him, Antonio, what has the Madonna come to do in our house? Little Antonio opened his eyes, looked at his mother, and said, Mama Mary has come to get me. And only 2 days later, on Saturday, the 23rd of February 2013, at 1:55 p.m., Antonio left for heaven with his beloved little Madonna. He died at the age of 8. Antonio Terranova, pray for us.